Bay rods in winter. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Just because it's winter doesn't mean you can't go fly fishing, that's for sure. So to get a little bit of advice, I called up Sportsman's Warehouse Sales Associate Keith McDowell, and as always, he certainly delivers all of the information you need.
The rod legs vary for your steelheaders on styles. A lot of the guys now are going to spey rods, which are 11 plus feet. 10.5 to 11.5 feet. A lot of guys up here are swinging flies. We do get a few guys who drift the nymphs, but big thing now is swinging flies on a spey rod. With a spey rod, you can get away with a 6-7 weight, but your standard 9-foot, 9.5-foot fly rods, you're going to want to run at least an 8 weight. You just don't have that length and backbone to them as you normally do with your spey rods. The big differences between the spey rod and your regular fly rods are going to be overall length. Your spey rods are, in general, 1.5 to 2.5 feet longer. They use a special line. They're a two-handed casting rod, so it's not like your regular fly rod. But with a spey rod on your larger rivers, you're going to be able to shoot that line out there further. So on your larger rivers, those spey rods definitely help you out. If it's a shallow, wide river, spey rods are going to make it a little easier to mend that line. Just because of the length of the pole is going to be another key feature for you.
So no excuses, go fishing. This is David Sparks for Sportsman Spotlight.